Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Heat's basketball season is officially over. It ended with exit interviews, and it ended officially with Pat Riley having his final press conference of the season Friday. A lot of people going through it. Pat Riley says 80, new 60. I ain't going nowhere. I feel as I'm sharp as ever. Things probably going to change, and everybody is available. So he was also asked, you've got quote-unquote, two pillars, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo. Can they be the alphas? And Pat Riley kind of said yes and no.
Who's to say who's an alpha and who's a beta? You know, I don't know. Bam's an alpha guy. He's got an alpha personality. And Tyler has the alpha confidence of every, you know, of the most confidence of somebody I've seen, obviously rational confidence. And so that's a good question, Will. And so do we inject an alpha, a great, great, great player to help, you know, maximize our performance in those double-digit leads that were lost in fourth-quarter closures that can make a difference? It could be that simple from that standpoint. I think one of the things you guys probably missed about Butler and myself is I'm an alpha too, and he's an alpha. And so when I think I am anyhow, I'm not boasting that, but, you know, when you get two alphas in the same room, sometimes it doesn't work.
Just did.
But to answer your question, that is something that you think about. I think of an alpha as your best player, okay, and your leader, and he's the one that's going to hold everybody accountable in all of those things above, just being a great player. And so, you know, that comes with experience and that comes with time with some players. Sometimes an opportunity like that just happened this year, we don't know. You know, maybe this is the window that, you know, our best players, and even some of the guys that we brought in on the trade, now they see I got some freedom. I don't have to play with Steph and Draymond. I'm not saying that in a negative way. Sometimes you get slotted into a place for 6 or 7 years before you can get free.
So I love what Pat Riley said there, Vlad. Can they be alphas? Well, they are alphas. Are you asking, can Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero be alphas? Or are you asking, can Bam Adebayo or Tyler Hero be number ones? Because he says, I consider my alpha my number one. There is a difference, Vlad. I'll tell you right now. Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, they're alphas. They have the alpha personality. They have an alpha game. But are they number ones? Mm. No,
they are not. The Alpha Academy, that's what they are, but they're not, no.
You can be an alpha, but not a number one.
I get what you're saying, and I agree with what you said.
Right.
There's a difference between alphas and number one. Everybody's an alpha.
Most professional athletes are pretty strong.
Even, you know, and yeah, most athletes, male or female, are alphas. They're kind of embedded. It's been,
it helps your competitive
embedded
edge
in their brain. It, you know, they've trained for this. Like, yeah, but being the one is being that guy, your best player, and right now, his best players, though they might be alpha, he doesn't think they're ones. He thinks
right.
They're twos or threes. He doesn't think they're the, you know. All right. Everything's not working out. Just give me the damn ball. Move out the way and let me get to work.
Yeah.
I don't think you have any on that.
We're not scoring double digits points in the fourth quarter. I'm going to remedy that myself. I got this. They are alphas. They're great players. They're alpha players. They're alpha personalities. They have alpha confidence. But once again, are you asking if they could be alphas? Or are you asking, can they be number ones? And I think that was what the question was really about. And I thought Pat Riley handled it the way I would love to handle it, too. Say, yeah, they're alphas. They have this quality. But you know what? If you're asking, are they number ones? You have to say, I don't know if there are number ones. They're our best player. They're our number one options. But are they true number ones in this league? And you have to wake up and smell the coffee. As good of a season as Tyler Hero had, as good as Bam's been over these past couple of years, they are not a number one on a championship team. Hence why they were the 10th seed this year. So, like you said, Vlad, Tyler Hero has his best year as a pro. Didn't result in that many wins. He had a lot of stats. But now he's right back where he began. He's back on the trading block. And Tyler Hero was asked during his exit interview if he and the Heat are going to get a deal done.
Big deal. Not the biggest deal, but I mean, I would love to be here. The front office, the organization, I think the city, everyone knows how much I love Miami. I've been here since I was 18, 19. I got two kids here. So this is really home for me, you know, and I love being here. Basketball is why I'm here at the end of the day, and I want to win, and I know how badly this organization and the city wants to win. So I would love to be here, but we'll see what happens. If it doesn't get done, in October, I think we can get it done next summer. Just be a little bit higher of a price. So we'll see.
Ooh, Tyler getting spicy at the end. He sounded kind of conciliatory at the beginning, like, oh, I really want to be here. I really don't want to get sent somewhere like Utah or, you know.
Nah, it's smart. Like, yo, dude, I want to be here. You know I want to be here. Give me the contract in October, before October. Because if not, I'm going to ball the hell out, and then you're going to have to come back. You know, you're going to have to spin around the block, and then you're going to have to talk to me even nicely.
Just say what
even
we
more
say.
Nice. Yo,
say what we say at the end of the show.
Later, fools.
No.
Oh.
Yesterday's price.
Oh, it's not today's price?
It's not today's price.
Well, absolutely.
Pay me now.
Pay me now. It's going to cost.
Or roll the dice, because
it's going to cost.
I know what I got. Tyler Hero knows he's going to come to him. And now he's warned him. He said it. Like, don't be surprised now when you come back and try to negotiate with me after next season. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Yeah, these guys are fools, man. Heat goes, you know you're a number one when you get an ugly brown statue posted outside.
That's true. I don't know.
And a street sign that says Dwayne Wade Boulevard, or Wade Jones, as Dr. Toboggan used to say. Never forget that. There's been some funny moments down here with statues and acknowledging people.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
But back to what Riles was saying.
Thank you.
Back to what Riles was saying about being number one. But Riles won a guy like that, so that therefore you could put a statue. Because when you get that number one guy, you're winning. If you get that number one guy to lead you to the playoffs, because he said it also, my number one guy is my best player. My alpha is my number one guy. He's my best player, and he's the team leader.
He does everything.
I don't know if Bam's that.
I don't know.
Do you think Tyler's that?
Both smaller sample sizes, but in my heart of hearts.
Because that team rode with 22. However 22 was feeling, however his mindset was, they rolled with him. They rolled with number 3. They rolled with 6.
Mm-hmm.
They rolled with 32.
Number one.
They were like, yeah. They rolled with those guys. Those were alpha guys. They were number ones. And they were also the guys, give me the damn ball, get the hell out of my way when things are not going right.
I'm not even saying that. Just if that's unspoken, get him the ball, get out of his way. Tyler and Bam, we'll see. We'll see what the offseason holds first. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, because next year this team could look very drastically different. We talked about some of the possible...
They should be drastically different. About...
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.